Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information and Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
All right, the show has begun. And welcome, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, depending on where you are. This is your host, Mark Gilowitz, calling in from Charlotte, North Carolina. And I'm just always excited to do these Beamer Testimonial Tuesdays because I just get jazzed when I hear people's life-changing testimonials and also the hope that it gives other people when they hear it. But with that, I want to turn it over to my amazing, wonderful co-host, Greg Peterson. Greg, are you there?
Oh, my gosh, Mark. I am here, and we are here in Southern California in Yucaipa, California. If nobody knows where that is, which I didn't either when I first got here, is just east of San Bernardino. I'm right below the hills of Big Bear, so I'm here in the warmth, and I can look up onto the hills into the nice, cold, snowy-covered mountains. So it's a beautiful spot to be in.
It sounds like it. And but before we get going, we do have to do the compliance portion of this. So testimonials need to be compliant, and I'll just read this off real quickly. We do not want to mention disease names, common in the medical field. So don't say you've got diabetes. Say you have a blood sugar issue, and no mention of drug names. Or use of words like pain or cured or treatment. Instead of pain, you can say discomfort or it hurt like heck. And so it's not, Beamer doesn't cure or treat anything. It just allows the body to heal itself the way God intended it to. And also don't give specific protocols. We do have the Beamer Basic Plan, which works wonderfully, and it's been backed by science and research for 21 years. And so keep it simple, keep it brief, unless we ask you some questions and we go deeper. We'll just see what today holds for all of us. And if you do want to give your testimonial or ask a question, just press 1 on your phone. That puts you in the queue, raises your hand, and we will call and unmute your line, and you can chat with us. And remember, if you don't call in and raise your hand, we don't want it to be the Mark and Greg show. We want it to be the Beamer Family Show and Beamer Testimonials. So with that, before we get any people raising their hand, Greg, do you want to share anything with you and Beamer? Any personal testimonials you want to share?
Oh, my gosh. There's always testimonials I can share by what Beamer has done for me and how it's truly changed my life. When I first learned about it, I was just thinking about myself, and I'm a big-time cyclist, getting on the old bike and pedaling away. And I just wanted to get faster and keep up with all the younger guys and even some of the older guys that I was riding alongside with. And I started using the Beamer after helping out with the race and saw what it did to pro-level athletes. And my recovery time was just so dramatic. Normally, if I did a really hard ride, it would take me 2 or 3 days to recover. And then it'd be like, okay, get back on the bike again and get out there. And I literally can go out the following day and ride again just as strong as I did the first day. And not only that, but my ability to sleep has been dramatically changed. I am getting a much deeper sleep. And I know, Mark, that I think you've mentioned in the past also where you start to dream in color. And I was like, what's that?
Yeah.
And then I was, wow, he's right. I'm actually, instead of things being kind of black and white and fuzzy, I'm literally dreaming in color now. And I'm also able, after I wake up, I'm able to remember my dreams, which beforehand, it's after you get out of that state of REM sleep, it kind of fades away and it's gone. Now I'm able to remember things. It's the most amazing thing, but I could go on and on. But what we want to do really is hear from the different people. We are here on Blog Talk to hear from you folks out there and all the things that it has done for you. Just as simple as, hey, I learned about it from a friend and I'm just getting started and I'm excited to get started using it, all the way to the simple things to the most dramatic things, but naturally being compliant. So please press 1 on your phone and let's hear from everybody and let's really help touch other people's lives and maybe plant a seed to that next person that they could share the Beamer with. So Mark,
yep.
I see that we do have an individual there. You want to bring him on board?
Absolutely. So we've got area code 214-214-240. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hello.
This is Dr. Mike Longacre. And,
hey, Dr.
I've been
Mike.
Beamer for, hey, guys. What's happening?
Great to have you here, Mike.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you guys for hosting the show. And I got to tell you, I've been with Beamer for about 3.5, coming up on 4 years now. And I've been training for this Ninja Warrior, like American Ninja Warrior type of training and, competition.
Awesome.
And, my story is very similar to what you just heard from Greg's, because my recovery time is significantly reduced. And, I'm not a young guy anymore. I'm not old, but,
it's all relative.
yeah, that's right. The intensity of our training is very high. And when it's go time, it's go time. And you don't have time to mess around. And, my recovery time is a lot better. Significantly reduced. My strength and stamina is better, endurance, and sleep like a rock, man. Sleep is just, fantastic. So I attribute a lot of it towards Beamer.
Now, Dr. Mike, with your ninja warrior training, can you imagine doing all that without Beamer? How's the Beamer helped you? You just touched a little bit on it, but can you notice a significant difference as far as you being on and versus competing with younger people?
Oh gosh, I can't imagine. Actually, let's see. Well, so I've been with Beamer for about 3.5, and I've been training for American Ninja Warrior for about coming up on 7 years. So the first, 3 or so years that I was training, like I was struggling, man. I was, it was to recover and just learning the obstacles and the struggle was real. I mean, I was driving the struggle bus for sure. And as soon as I jumped on the Beamer on a regular, routine basis, I was like, wow, I can recover a lot faster. I'm not sore, 2 and 3 days later. I can get back up, the next morning or the next day and go do something. I may not go out and train intensity-wise the same level, but I would go out and do something, push-ups or pull-ups or something, but I was able to do that where I was not able to do that before without being, you know, just riddled with soreness. It's like, oh, my gosh. So, yeah, night and day, man, night and day.
Good.
That's so awesome to hear. And, Mike, you know, when you mentioned that, yesterday I started up my routine again to help support our warriors out there and the suicide rate. And they mentioned how, you know, it's like 22 people a day or something like that.
22 kill. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I started doing the push-up challenge again. But instead of doing 22 push-ups a day, I'm doing every other day, I'm doing 22 push-ups every hour on the hour. And
oh my God.
And so I went through all day yesterday, and I still felt good, even at the end of the day, just getting started doing it again. And today, just a little tenderness, but that's it. I know I could drop down and do it again all over again. That would have never happened if I did not have my Beamer. I can guarantee you that.
22 an hour, like every other hour. So for 12, well, waking hours, right?
Yeah, 3 hours, starting at, in the morning till 8 at night. At the top of every hour, I did 22 push-ups.
Wow. And this is Mark, or is this Greg?
Greg.
That's Greg.
Yeah,
don't be trying to shame me into doing that. I'm not doing that.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, come on, Mark.
yeah, so thank you for doing the push-ups, 22 kill, and doing push-ups too. But yeah, I mean, you know, using the Beamer twice a day is definitely been a game changer for me. So yeah, we know as athletes, we got the secret weapon, man.
Most definitely, and keep us in the loop on how you're doing on your American Ninja Warrior. I love watching it on TV, and yeah, hopefully we'll see you there.
Well, just a real quick note, but we have other competitions, like local competitions. UNAA is one of those, and we had a competition here in Dallas last week, and I took second place.
Awesome. There
now,
you
is
go,
that,
buddy.
Is that an age category? Is that an age category, or is that just across the board, any age competes?
Oh yeah, that's the caveat. Yeah, there are different brackets of you know, age, and not necessarily skill level, but yeah, age. So, you know, I'm in the 40 and over, and and then, you know, the 20 year olds.
How old are you again, Dr. Mike?
I'm 51 right now.
51. Okay, so you're competing with guys, with people 11 years, potentially 11 years younger. That's a big difference.
Yep. Well, and then the show, the TV show, American Ninja Warrior, is there's no age brackets. There's no brackets at all. It's all, you know, you could be 51 and you're competing against 19, 20 year olds.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's the difference there. But it's fun, man.
Well, good.
It's intense. It's
you
tough.
Know what? I just want to know, I'm actually one of those people, if you challenge me, I got to do it. So Greg, I accept the challenge. So
there you go, buddy.
So 20. Okay. So what do I need to do? 22 push-ups every hour for 10 hours, right?
The official is 22 a day, 2 days. I think Greg is just stepping it up quite a bit. That's pretty impressive.
Well,
Greg's stepping
you
it
know
up.
What?
You can do that if you want, but 22 a day for 22 days, and then you invite 22 people.
Yeah. All right, Greg.
Is that right, Greg?
Greg. So I'm doing it like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday type of thing. And I'm just it's a way to keep me in the game as far as having respect for all our warriors out there and what's going on. Number two, what I found out, when you're doing something every hour on the hour, it's like, oh my gosh, I just thought I just did 22 push-ups. And you realize how your day goes throughout the day, and I'm actually becoming more productive in my day because it's like, okay, now I've got this much time to get this done, and I'm actually getting a lot more things done during the day itself.
All right, Greg, I'll keep you updated. Next time I'm on Blog Talk, I'll let you know how it goes.
There you go. All righty.
I accept the challenge.
We just need to have somebody else press the number one on their phone. We'd like to hear
exactly.
from others, because, like I said, you don't want to be the Mark and Greg show. You want to get others involved like Mike here, and we so greatly appreciate you, Mike, for sharing everything that you did.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Yep. Thank you so much. Thank you, Dr. Mike.
Yes, sir.
All right, we have another caller. Now, it was good, because I was going to say Greg is going to have to start doing push-ups until someone else calls in. So you're on a reprieve. Okay, next caller is 704-821. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hi, Mark. This is Debbie in Charlotte. Matthew's actually.
Hey, Debbie.
Hey, it's good to hear your voice on Blog Talk again.
Thank you. Good to hear your voice.
Thanks. I was reading Frozen Footprints today, and I got challenged.
Yeah, my mom's book.
Uh-huh. Challenged.
Yeah.
I've been reading it, and it's I'm taking a few pages a day or a few pages whenever I pick it up, right? Anyway, she challenged me about dreaming, and it seemed like God led me to go further with that and to apply it to my Beamer business. And
good.
So, yeah, and my brother, who lives in Atlanta, he mentioned something on a Marco Polo that he sent this morning about us praying for his wife, who is having trouble with her knees. And I've tried to encourage them to try the Beamer. It's all about the blood, the circulation. And then I talked to my husband and I said, I really think God's impressing on me to go a little further with this and not let go of my dream. And so that's what I'm doing. I connected with my brother, and I told him that there's a new program that we're going to be able to offer, and I think he'll be excited about it, and I just encouraged him to try again, to rent the Beamer. So, but I love the Beamer.
Yep.
I use my Beamer every day. My husband uses it every day, his sister and brother-in-law, and their mother-in-law uses it every day, twice a day.
Good.
And it has encouraged, this year, this past year has been amazing health-wise. And, doing things for your body does something to your whole life, something that increases your circulation or improves your circulation and gives you better feeling of wellness. It just affects every part of your life. And I just want to encourage everybody out there who's a Beamer distributor or not, get involved. Look again, start doing the fundamentals, make some phone calls or connect, reach out. So anyway, that's it. Have a wonderful day. It's great to hear you guys.
All right. Thank you, Debbie.
Bye.
God
now.
Bless you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
It's so awesome, Mark, when you have people out there that just even starting with the basics and then just sharing it. And that's the beauty of this is I was never a salesman. Heck, I've been a paramedic for 30-plus years, and I was the little Indian out in the field. I didn't know about sales or the etiquette or anything there. And It's just a matter of sharing something that works, no different than if you go see a really good movie. Well, hopefully when we can get back to theaters again, but when you see a good movie and you tell somebody about it and they go and watch it, and it's no different here. It's like, hey, I've got something that has totally changed my life. Would you like to watch a little something about it and see if it possibly could help you? It's as simple as that.
Yeah. I tell people, when people say, I don't like to sell, or I don't sell, I said, are you married? And they go, yeah. I said, well, you sold yourself. I said, your spouse would have married you if you hadn't sold yourself. But we got a bunch of people with their hands raised.
Awesome.
So let's go to area code 386-386-238. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Wanda in Daytona Beach, and I'm the brave soul calling in. And hi, hopefully everybody else would, like you say, hit the button. Knee story, there's always something going on. Misstep, twisted my right knee. I thought, well, this is going to hurt, because if you've ever hurt your knee, you know what I'm saying. So I came up, put the Beamer, the B-spot on it, and, on a program. And I just did that and moved it around my knee, below my knee, side, each side. And every time I had a chance, I would do that. Three days later, no discomfort whatsoever. So, this is the best tool that we have in our house. And we love sharing
it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you didn't have to leave your house.
Pardon?
Yeah. That's the best thing. You didn't have to leave your house. You didn't have to schedule an appointment and possibly get an injection or medication or therapy. You just stayed home, and it was already there. So isn't that great?
It absolutely. And I was at my chiropractor's office just to get, checkup, your regular little thing there. Anyway, I was telling him I hurt my knee. He said, well, first thing you do, I guess you put some ice on it. I said, no, I have a Beamer, remember? And when we were – Lichtenstein in 2019, I think it was Dr. Berger that mentioned, what does the doctor tell you to do? Put ice on it. What does ice do? It restricts blood flow. So, duh, why would I want to restrict blood flow when actually I need blood flow going through there? So that's what I, relied on, and that's what worked for me. Y'all have a great day.
Yep, I have not used ice. I have not used ice in 5 years. Yeah, use the Beamer, just like you said, and it does miracles.
Absolutely. Because we've had ours a little over 5 years till October of 15, I have not used any of the anti-inflammatory over-the-counter or prescription in over 5 years. And we used to do our monthly shopping. And we would buy a bottle of 100 of over-the-counter pills. So, seriously, what we were doing to our bodies and it not working, obviously, not improving anything. Okay, well, thank you for being here. I look forward to Tuesday. It's the best call of the week.
All right. We agree with you.
Thank you. All right.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Wanda. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. So Wanda Sliver thanks her very much for not taking those pills every day.
Yes. Most definitely. It makes such a big difference. And it's amazing that people only know what they know. And when I went through school, and I even went through cadavers and all of that stuff when I became a paramedic, and you're taught certain things. And then when you have these protocols, when something happens, you do this. If something different happens, you do this. And you get into a total regimen. And a lot of the medical field is like that. And to find someone who can think outside the box and then incorporate new items. And I remember running into a physician, and he was very open-minded. And he says, do you realize that 70 to 80% of our education actually occurs outside of medical school? And you have to be open to embrace the items that are out there to help continue to improve upon your practice. So just by sharing this with love, and a lot of times through examples where patients will go in to a physician's office saying, listen, this is what I'm using, and the physician's looking at the numbers from previous times, such as blood labs or whatever,
that's then what starts allowing them to recognize that maybe there's something I need to look into more. So just by sharing it with compassion and love, and we're getting it out there. So, Mark, I see we've got some more people on board here.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go to area code 307, 307-660. You are live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Janine in Gillette, Wyoming, and I am a recreational cyclist, and so I do some charity events. So I had an event I hosted in my hometown, and so I offered the Beamer to a couple of cyclists. So they asked me if I would lead the group out, and I was like, you know, I really didn't want to be up front, and so I did. And so we rode about 4 miles, and I didn't turn around or anything. I mean, and I wasn't trying to go fast. We get to the 4 miles in, we stop at a light, and we turn around. There's only the five of us. We don't even see the rest of the group, and there's like probably 40 of us. So it's like, well, we better wait because they might have taken a, you know, I don't know how they took a wrong turn because everybody has a map, and it wasn't that hard. You just go to the light, then you're going to take a left at the light. And then probably about 7 minutes later, here they all come. We could see them over the hill, but they're nowhere near us. So then we waited till we could see the last one come up, and then we went ahead and took off. So that they all knew to take a left because it was good. They were, you know, I mean, they were a little bit behind us. So it was kind of funny. And then those same people were there in the evening for their Beamer session. And then the next day for the second day of the ride, they were wanting to make sure they got the Beamer. And then for their ride home at the end of the event, but they were, it was pretty amazing. And like I said, I wasn't even trying. And I'm, you know, 61, so I was the oldest. I was oldest in the group. And
you were leading the pack.
I was leading the pack. And then the second day when they asked me to lead it out again, they asked me, you know, to just kind of take it easy on everybody. And so we just kind of laughed, you know. And it was funny because I was just going to do, since I was hosting it, I was just going to do the 50-mile option. Then at 50, I was like, well, God, I feel pretty good, so I think I'll do 75. And then I was like, well, I might as well do a century. So I ended up doing the same thing the second day, too. And it was like I had no intention of doing, you know, a back-to-back century, but I did, and I felt great. And the people that rode with me felt great, too. So that's my testimonial.
Wow.
That's awesome. That's what it's all about. And when you're doing something like that and you know how you normally would feel, and then when you're applying the Beamer and – mind you, you're also going to encompass that. I know by using the Beamer, I drank about 3 times more water than I did beforehand. And just the combination of everything, better sleep, you're taking in better nutrition. And the Beamer is that tool that is allowing our bodies to get that blood flowing to the cells. And it all revolves around the health of each individual single cell in our body. And like I tell everybody, our cells are like little mini-me's. They all eat, they all breathe, and whatever eats and breathes is going to poop. And if you don't get that out of there, that's how you're going to feel. So when you're using the Beamer, you're just allowing your body to function at its greatest ability. And then to encompass that with other modalities, it only makes it that much better. So great on you there. That's awesome to hear.
Thank you so much for calling in. Keep on peddling.
There you go. We got some more people on the line there.
I know. I guess they're tired of hearing us. They want to share what they got to share. So let's listen to air code 515-491. You're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning, guys. This is Diane in Iowa. Hi, Greg. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Diane.
Hope you're doing well.
Hey there.
I just wanted to share a little bit with on what Debbie said about dreaming and just that we don't always dream big enough. And sometimes we just need to reach out and dream bigger than we were.
So how has Beamer helped you dream bigger?
Well, it's helped me to get back into working with my horses. I broke my ankle about 10 years ago, and I was unable to do the groundwork I needed to do. And since I've been using the Beamer for about 4 months, I can now move if I need to out of the way of my horse where I wasn't able to before. And the second thing is my family and I, we came up with the virus that's been going around, and we were all very sick. And my kids refused to use the Beamer. They just are not on board yet. But my respiratory was not doing well. And I'm still not 100%, but I am recovering. And I give that to the Beamer. Thank you.
That is so awesome, Diana.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that, Diana. And, you know, our hearts and prayers go out to you and your family and for all of those out there that are suffering from what's been going on and across the world here. But here you're taking a step up. You're allowing your body to be the strongest it can be by using the Beamer and incorporating other modalities. And that's what it's all about. So thank you so much. And remember, Beamer, we do not diagnose, treat, or cure any disease out there. And nor do we associate Beamer with anything that is going on out there. It is just a tool to get our blood flowing all the way down to the cellular level. So, Mark, I see people on board.
Yep. All right, Diane, thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you, guys.
Uh-huh. God bless. Have a great day. All righty, our next caller is area code, we went to 907-407-456. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Wanda from Alaska.
Hey there, Wanda. We got another Wanda.
Yes, I really enjoyed the testimony Diane just gave. That was unbelievable. My testimony is about 2 years ago, I went to an eye doctor and I gave him a brochure showing him what I was doing for my eyes about the Beamer. And just last week, I had to go back to him because I have some kind of an infection. And during the discussion, he said, well, here's some medication, drops for your eyes, but keep on doing the Beamer. And I thought that was pretty awesome.
Yeah. Well, how long have you had your Beamer?
Since May of 18.
Okay.
About 2.5 years. Yeah. It's done a lot for me, and I wouldn't rent it for anything.
You know,
I
regretted it.
So Wanda, what other things have you noticed when you first started using the Beamer? What were the first couple items that you initially noticed?
Well, I couldn't bend my finger. It burned all the time, and it wouldn't bend, and it ached a lot. And after 20 minutes on the Beamer, I could bend it. No problems, no discomfort. I'm sleeping so much better. And like you said, dreaming and remembering the dream. So, yeah, it's done quite a bit for me.
So are you
so
back to playing the piano?
Back to playing the piano? No, but I am playing pickleball.
There you go.
Good. That's a fun sport.
Oh, it's great. So we have to do it inside a building during the wintertime up here.
No, I can't understand that. That'd be more of a challenge outside.
Well, we have 21 below today and a wind chill factor of about 60 below.
Oh.
So kind of chilly.
Well, that means move faster on the court.
Yes. Well, I'll let you guys go. Thank you much.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much, Wanda.
Greg, you need good blood flow when it's below zero out.
Oh, buddy, I tell you what, I was born and raised in Iowa, and I totally know the feeling. So thanks for reminding me of why I moved to California there, Wanda. Okay.
Yeah. All right, so okay, I see we got more callers, so we're going to go to 530-557. You are live on Blog Talk.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Bridget in California. And
hey, Bridget.
Hi. Nice to hear all of your voices, and my heart goes out to everybody who comes on the call. I wanted to share two things today. One is that I had gone to an academy when I first got involved with Beamer 3.5 years ago, and I wondered what the online academies were like. So on the 22nd and 23rd of January, I had a new associate attend an online academy, and I attended it with him. And I was so impressed. Rick Roundtree was the, and a woman, a lovely woman named Mary, I can't remember her last name. That was such an excellent academy, and it was such a great review, and it was nice to see how they're doing the academies now versus 3.5 years ago. So if anyone wants to get recharged, maybe they could do that with a new associate. And you know, talking about Blog Talk, I remember when I first got involved and I would come on Blog Talk and listen, and you know, it really meant a lot to me when I was beginning. So I always try and share, even though my story's been out there for a while. But, you know, it's so hard for people to overcome their shyness and come on, like Diane just did, but it's so brave of you to do that, and it helps so many people. It's very uplifting. So I applaud everybody who overcomes their shyness and comes on. But the other thing I wanted to share is I had a crazy accident now about two and a half weeks ago, and I took the fall on my chin, which knocked me out, and then onto my neck. And I don't even know how I did this crazy fall. But I had such a huge hematoma under my chin, and it was really big, big bruise. And all under my chin was black and blue, and I hit my neck, too, like my windpipe. So my voice, I lost my voice for a while. And so I really did, but I used the Beamer a lot, twice a day, and then I applied the pad on my neck, but I can't tell you how it enhanced the healing of that bruising and soreness. I don't know. I think, you know, if I didn't have Beamer, it would probably have been 6 weeks instead of 2 weeks. All of the bruising is gone, all of it. And, you know, there was so much concentration of blood flow there trying to bring me back to normal, that I almost felt like my neck was sore, as if I had swollen lymph nodes from a sore throat or something, but it wasn't that. And I could put the B pad on my neck, and I took the 3 coils around the base of it and working on the bruising. Boy, when you see that miraculous blood flow go back to normal and help that bruising go away, it is amazing. So just another reason to have a Beamer in your life when you have an accident to help get back to normal.
Absolutely. Now you actually got knocked out?
Pardon me? Yeah,
I actually got knocked out.
I got
knocked out. Wow, that's serious.
It was a crazy fall. And, I could have broken my neck, I think. But it was just a miraculous thing to have in my life to get me back. And when you experience that, you realize that when you do enhance that blood flow, the miracle that the body can do, right? So
That's amazing.
Wow.
You know, we don't always feel our blood flow, of course, but then when you see it pooled, the blood pooled where it's not supposed to be, and a bruising and tissue damage, it was just amazing. Yeah, just what a blessing to have that. Of course, I have it every day. But
And you had it. It's not like one of those things that you have an accident and then you got to try to figure out what to do. You already had it, and you were prepared. So, yeah, congratulations on getting your Beamer. And we never know when something can happen, and we're prepared. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. Sure. Thanks for what you do.
All right. And thank you. Thank you so much, Bridget.
And she brought up a really good point, too, where she was saying treatments. We want to make sure we make a correction on that. That we do not do treatments with Beamer. We do sessions. The only people that are able to do treatments are licensed physicians. So with Beamer, with the lay public, we only do sessions. So
thank you for catching that. And we got time for one more caller. So we got area code 978-978-376. You're live on Blog Talk.
Well, good morning and good afternoon, Greg and Mark. It's Vanessa calling you from sunny South Florida, Boynton Beach. How are you?
Hey there, doing good.
Wonderful. At the beach.
You and Greg are enjoying the weather.
It's not really warm today, actually, so you don't have to feel too jealous. It's probably went down to the high 40s overnight. It was freezing when I opened the door this morning. But considering my hometown back in Massachusetts got nailed with a bunch of snow, I feel better, relatively better. Anyhow.
So we got a couple of minutes left.
I was inspired to call in for a totally different reason than normal, not an accident or an injury, which I'm kind of the poster child for when it comes to Beamer over the last 5 years, but dreaming. And I have obviously one of the pro versions for the sleep program, and I'm not real good about turning it on at night when I go lay down, because sometimes I do my evening Beamer session actually right before I'm going to go to sleep, or I just fall asleep right after that 8 minutes. So I'm not good about turning that on, and I'm pretty high energy. So I've started kind of trying to do it in the morning when I get my first alarm goes off around 6. I actually turn it on for the 2 hours in the morning, and ironically, I'm having some of the craziest in color dreams that are so realistic that I almost felt like the other morning I was about ready to drive off the edge of a land strip into some water, and I had some groceries with me, and all the groceries went flying into the water. I'm like, I thought it was so real that I was there. It was just bizarre. So, and I haven't dreamt in color or had really much of any memorable dreams in forever. And now this last dream, I've had a couple people in the dream from the distant past from back home that were on a radio station back home in Boston. And one of the guys was like in a lot of pain. I don't know if it was a message being sent to me or whatever. So it prompted me to kind of get re-inspired about reconnecting with some people that I know can benefit. I got so inspired by that dream that I'm actually going to drive over to Tampa Bay where the Super Bowl is going to be this weekend with my dear Tom Brady playing. And I'm going to try and go visit Tom's business partner, Alex Guerrero's new TB12 Sports and Recovery Center on Monday after the Super Bowl. He is my customer, actually. He bought a Beamer from me that Tom had been using. And so now they have it, now that he's with a different team, they've just opened up a new TB12 Sports and Recovery over in Tampa. So I'm going to go pop my head in there the day after the
Good.
Super Bowl. So my teams have inspired me.
Yep, we got 30 seconds to go.
All right, thanks
show.
So
All
much.
Right.
You guys do a great – love your show.
Thank you so
great.
Much, Vanessa.
Thanks.
Yeah,
well,
everybody,
there you go.
Family, thank you for listening today. Yep. And please share this episode. A lot of great testimonials. And Greg, you want to wrap it up?
Oh, you bet. I was sitting here trying to think of a choice, change, and decision. Don't say, if I could, I would. Say instead, I can, I will. So go out there, share the Beamer, and let's change some lives. Thank you, everybody.
All right.